Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
I love to snack and have something to eat on. And the whole principle that by eating every 3 hours of the right kind of food, you're keeping your metabolism revved up, you get in that fat-burning state, it suits my lifestyle so well. So when I would leave in the morning and I'd have a busy day at work ahead of me, I could just throw a handful of the meal replacements into my bag along with a little shaker jar and a bottle of water, and I'd be good for the day. I could take my protein bars with me. We have wonderful milkshakes that you just mix up with a cup of water, shake it up in a little shaker jar that we even provide for you with your first shipment. And it made it very easy for me to stay on track with the plan. I didn't have to spend time thinking about what to buy for groceries, what I was going to fix for the day. It was simple. It was easy. We've got wonderful soups and stews, and even one of my favorites are chocolate brownies, which are actually gluten-free, which is also very important to me personally. And they mix up in 1 minute and 15 seconds in the microwave. You have your own little individual brownie. So it's very simple, and it's good for active, busy people. You don't have to spend a lot of time planning your eating for the day.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Dr. Anderson, as far as the diets, certainly, do you lay out the diet, what people will have, or is it their choice? How do they determine what foods they're going to have?
Well, it's determined. There's two parts of it. During the weight loss part, getting down to healthy weight, we specifically just say part of the original habits of health, one of the first healthy habits they're going to learn is eating every 3 hours. So we set down some parameters. So they're going to eat every 3 hours. They're going to pick the meal replacements, as Suzanne said, come in about 70 different product lines. So they got soups, chilies, bars, shakes, scrambled eggs. So they pick out what they want. That's up to them. The nutritional footprint, the intelligence is built in that. Because what we know, when people start something, if it's too difficult, they're not going to start. And if it's too hard to do in their crazy life, they're not going to continue it. So we make it very easy for them, as Suzanne said. Make it very easy to carry it with them. They're portable food they can take with them. Get them started. And then as we go forward, we're going to teach them a system so that whatever they pick, whether it's fruits, vegetables, starches, meats, poultry, whatever it is, they're going to stay in the deep green, which will assure that the foods they're picking are healthy, low glycemic, not going to turn on the fat-burning state. And then we use a portion control plate to give them a visual analog so they know what portions to eat.
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Dr. Anderson. Didn't mean to interrupt you, go ahead. But the computer does all that, and I just sit here and have an opportunity to enjoy it.
I can't believe, that you're letting the computer tell you what to do.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132.
866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Directly to the door, Suzanne?
It's shipped directly to your door, yes.
Okay, fine. And so what do? Do you order your food for a week at a time, or how do you manage this?
Typically advise everybody to order for a month at a time that they don't run out.
All right, fine. Of course, they have milkshakes, and you have all sorts of energy bars. And so you're really eating about every 3 hours, is that right?
Yes, that's an important part of the program, every 3 hours.
And then, of course, you have one meal in the evening or afternoon, something like that. But basically, you actually advise them what they should be having, or something. Can they have meat with that, or is it fish, or what is it?
Well, we call it the lean and green meal. The lean, of course, is your lean protein. That's going to be either your poultry, such as chicken, or turkey. You can have a lean piece of fish, which is probably one of my favorites. You could even have a small steak on occasion on it, so long as you're sticking with the portions, which are spelled out very simply in the quick start guide that we supply everybody with, and so that you're getting your protein, which is the lean, and then the green, of course, is your green vegetables and the salad components. So you get a good meal, it's very satisfying, and you get to fix it yourself. So it works out very well.
But all the other meals then are basically pre-designed for the individual.
Well, they're pre-packaged, and all you have to do is either reconstitute them with water and put them in the microwave, or, as you said, we've got the shakes, the bars, etc.
What about the scrambled eggs? You mentioned that they actually have your scrambled eggs in the morning.
Yeah, they're wonderful. You mix them with a half a cup of water. It's a powder that you mix with the water. You shake it up, and they can either be microwaved, or you can put them in a stick-free sauté pan or an omelet pan. I make mine into an omelet every morning when I make mine.
All right, and then you can add vegetables and things of that sort for them.
Yes, you are allowed to divide up some of the greens from the lean and green of your daily quota, and so I choose to put some of those into my omelet, and I make a vegetable omelet in the morning. Very substantial. It gets me off to a good day.
Well, Dr. Anderson, how much weight does the average person lose during the first, say, 4 weeks on this program?
On average, up to 20 pounds. It's pretty significant. You know, when you put the body back in balance and start giving it healthy food, get off the high fructose corn syrup and start getting in a fat-burning state, you preferentially burn that fat and the body starts functioning very, very well. So get rid of a lot of that extra water weight. You know, most people, you know, that have insulin resistance, they carry a high level of insulin, which also adds to retaining water. What we see is people lose quite a bit of water weight in the first week or so. They're getting rid of all that puffiness, and they'll see a pretty dramatic response. But on average, it's around 2 to 5 pounds per week, up to 20 pounds in the first month. And then, you know, as they move forward and they're learning all the necessary components, that weight continues to come off, as Suzanne's talking about their client. You know, what's great about what I do is, you know, I started this 10 years ago, so Suzanne is one of our newer coaches. She's using the system, understands that the meal replacements are just one small part, but what we're going to do is we're going to teach people lifestyle change, which is the only thing that's been shown to be long-term effective. And so the meal replacements are a great tool or catalyst to start them. But what's nice is now that I'm out 10 years, I have clients that have lost, you know, 130, 140. We have some that have lost over 200 pounds and now not just kept that weight off for 8 to 9 years, but also, more importantly, are now reaching optimal health. They're as healthy as can be. I've got one lady in Oregon, one of the first patients that are clients that I took care of. She lost 130 pounds. She was on medicine, was really, really overweight, could barely walk. And now, 9 years later, in little baby steps, she's now at a point where she's living ultra health. She actually climbs up mountains. She jumps out of a plane. She's living ultra health, where her C-reactive protein is that of a world athlete. And so what's great about it is we're really focused on, you know, our offering is not tonight to sell you something, you know, a product. We're offering you to be part of a comprehensive program where you're going to get a coach, you get the support pieces from the comfort of your home, and beyond that, you get the meal replacements, which were really going to become your grocer, and have food that's going to act as a catalyst to start you on this journey. But the great thing, you know, Suzanne, as a coach with her clients, will be helping them create long-term success based on a comprehensive approach of coaching and teaching people how to use their education, the understanding, and the daily choices, and give them the tools to support long-term health.
Okay, and we'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Anderson and Suzanne.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
So you're not just doing this on your own. You're having somebody you can go to, you can talk to, and he'll be following you along. Now, Suzanne, before we go on, I want you to get your telephone number and your website out there. I bet your website's a beautiful website, but how can people get in touch with you?
Well, the easiest way is just going to be to call me direct. Now, we're on the East Coast here, keep that in mind. If anybody's calling from the Pacific Coast, we go to bed 3 hours earlier out here than you do out there. But my phone number is 864-288-2807. That's 864-288-2807. And I also have a website. And do I have time to give that address as well?
You go right ahead.
Okay. Just go to www.myname, which is Suzanne Decock, suzannedekock.tfl, that stands for Take Shape for Life,
suzannedecock.com. So the whole thing is www.suzannedecock.tsfl.com.
All right, fine. And certainly Dr. Anderson was saying that they have worked these programs out with some of the major universities here. They have actually developed it and very, very carefully got the flavors down so people enjoy the food. And, of course, one of my major concerns is there any MSG or aspartame? And there is not, so that they're not the artificial food and taste enhancers there. And, of course, you're getting your proteins, you're getting your vitamins and minerals. And this whole thing is fairly well laid out, but you have a choice as to what you're going to be eating. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We've mentioned that we've got over 70 different meal choices. So there's a lot to choose from. For people that have more of a sweet tooth, we've got the sweet products, the shakes and the bars are very satisfying, and also the brownies. And for people who like something more substantial, we've got the soups and the stews, the chilies, etc. So the best thing is to have a variety of products. I always recommend that everybody start with a variety pack so that they can try a sampling of all the different products, and then they can decide what works best for them, what they enjoy the most.
All right, fine. So basically, would you order a variety pack for a month? How does that work?
Yep, typically we've got one for men and one for women,
right.
And it gives you a four-week supply of food. And I put most of my new clients on there, and it makes it very simple for them. They get to try a lot of the different products and gives them a chance to find out what they like the best, so that for the second month, if they want to narrow it down and just order specific products or exclude some that they're not as fond of, then they've had a chance to sample everything. So, yeah, I recommend that everybody start with the 4 weeks initially. Makes it very simple, and it's delivered right to their door. So,
well, right now, at what point do we get on to some sort of an exercise program? Or is this something you would be ordinarily walking every day, or would you start that in a week or a month or what?
Well, typically I want my clients to get onto the products and let their body have time to adjust. Initially, they're going to be taking in far fewer calories than what they've been eating before, and it's not the time right then to get into a very active exercise program. If they've been doing something strenuous up until then, I tell them to actually cut back to about 50% of what they've been doing as far as their exercise routine, and then after their body's had a chance to adjust, maybe in about 2 or 3 weeks or so, they've gotten off some of the weight, they're starting to feel better, then we start talking about getting some of the exercise back in. I'll normally tell them to start out with a 30-minute walk in the morning to start their day and just start building up. And then as time goes by and they're taking off more weight, they want to be moving more. Their bodies are feeling better. They want to be more active. In my own case, when I went on the program initially, I started after about 3 to 4 weeks, when I was really seeing some weight loss there. I went from walking every day to jogging every day. It was just, I had more energy. I felt like moving my body more, and I was just able to get out there and really start increasing my physical activity. So as you're getting healthy, you just start incorporating these new habits, and they become a part of your lifestyle. Right now I've got a cycling group I'm getting going, and for those of my clients that want to start coming out and cycling 2 or 3 days out at the lake, we're going to start meeting out there and just putting some miles on the bicycle. So it all works together. All those habits of health, they just kind of work together and become a lifestyle.
And, of course, it's much more than just diet. It's a whole program of producing health that will last you, hopefully, for the rest of your life.
Well, absolutely.
Dr. Anderson, certainly... Now, as far as the flavors are concerned, you actually have consultants who actually work on the flavors, so these will be appealing to people?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's 3 or 4 different profilings that are very important. Some of them are hot and cold. Some of them are crunchy. Some of them are smooth. Some of them have all the range of flavors. And so the whole saltiness versus sweetness, the whole point is to make the full range so you don't get taste fatigue. And in essence, we don't get that. You know, just so you know, I've been using the program now for 10 years. I mean, I'm a very busy. I travel around the country. I just came back from lecturing at a huge event in Las Vegas this last weekend, educating clients and patients and talking to doctors and to our coaches and training them. I'm getting ready to leave on Monday to go to our advanced leadership training up in Sundance, Utah, where I'll be up there for a week, and I travel a lot. So I use the meal replacements like when I'm on a plane. Rather than grab the snack box that has all the junk in it, all the high fructose corn syrup, I'll have a bar or, you know, I may have had a ready-to-drink before I left. You know, since 9/11, you can't take those across security because of the liquid. But, you know, there's a bunch of other products that are portable to take with you, and they're complete meal replacements. You know, you think, well, what's the difference between our scrambled eggs and the ones you're making? Well, these are low-fat, low-cholesterol, 24 vitamins and minerals, balanced protein and carbohydrates, and giving you a complete meal for breakfast. I mean, that's the beauty of it. But, you know, what's great about it is we're using that as a tool along with all the other tools so that you learn, you know, you learn the plate, you learn to go shopping properly. And so we're giving you a comprehensive program. The only thing that really matters, there is no product by itself that will have long-term success unless you accompany it with teaching people to make their daily choices. What we do is we overcome the logistical and psychological barriers. What I mean by that, the logistical barriers are people don't have time to prepare meals. They don't have time to carry things. They need an easy system they can use, which we give them. The psychological barriers are we spend a bunch of time teaching them the habits of health through changing their orientation. So, you know, what I would say is we teach people sustainable motivation, and we make them so they're making choices based on what's in their best interest. So, you know, Stan, if I said to you, if you wanted to become a world-class pianist, what would you do every day?
I would practice and practice and practice.
Yeah, so even if you were really tired and you were working hard all day, you would come home and you would get behind the piano because it supported something that was very important to you. So we always start off with every single client. I don't ask them, well, do you want to buy some milk? But what I ask them is, if you could choose optimal health, would you make that choice? And the answer is resoundingly yes. People may hesitate and say, I'm not asking if you think you can, because honestly, most people don't think they can because they live in a crazy world where they probably dieted their whole life and have not been successful. But what I'm saying, if you could make that choice, would you? And the answer is yes. And so what we do, what the Habits Health System does, is it teaches people to now have a health orientation, focusing on what they want, not what they're trying to get away from, not trying to get away from that 50 pounds, but actually creating optimal health. And when we do that, we start off, we use the meal replacements. They cost no more than regular food. People, it's very easy to fit into their day. And then in about 3 weeks, we start them walking first. You know, I don't want them out running. The worst thing people could do when they're 50 pounds overweight is go out and pound their knees and their back by trying to run or getting on a treadmill. We focus on the energy inside. We start them very slowly in around 3 weeks at moving their body more. In the Habits of Health System, we have a whole section called the Habits of Motion, where we show them how to, when they're at work and at leisure, without taking any extra time, how they can just say no to machines and use the elevator, stand up at their desk rather than sit down. Just simple things they can do, just saying no to all these machines, which can get them another couple hundred calories of energy expenditure. And then eventually, over time, we start them on a walking program. All we need is 30 minutes a day, and then we'll actually take a couple days rather than walking, where they'll actually learn how to lift weight resistance. They can do it from home. In fact, the whole back of the book, I had my wife go out on in our backyard and literally do all the activities with just a mat, a ball, and a couple of water bottles and very light weight. You can do all the things you need to stay healthy way into your 70s, 80s, and 90s. So we're all about giving people, for people that choose and raise their hand and want to get healthy, that's what we're all about, Dr. Stan.
And basically, you mentioned that you have a board, you have an advisory board, medical advisory board, and then, of course, you work with other health specialists in this field?
We have over 3,000 professional physicians that are part of my team. I have 10,000 coaches around the country. Suzanne is one of our non-physician health coaches, which do an incredible job of helping people get healthy. We also, one of my goals is to move medicine to the third era, where we're helping more and more physicians help get their patients healthy, not put them on more medicines, give them more surgeries, more ER visits and more hospitalizations, but actually being there to be part of helping people create health. So, yes, we have that area is growing very rapidly. And actually, like, for instance, tomorrow I have 3 or 4 calls with physicians that are just anxious to get started in using our program in the practice. So the great thing about what we're doing, and what's great about it, is Suzanne can even talk to you about it. There's actually the opportunity if you're looking maybe to do something that brings more meaning and purpose to your life. Suzanne can talk to you about even potentially, as you get healthy, because it's not a difficult system to learn. The system is really the coaches are guides, and as Susan said, she's there to help people, guide them to what they need, and coach them on to success. And it's great, you can do it from the comfort of your home, and also there's the opportunity to do it as a part-time income. Most of our coaches are part-time, or if you really enjoy it and want to take it to the next level, you can do it full-time. Because what we're finding are people that become coaches, statistically, we were doing a 6-year study that shows that people that become coaches are 5 times more likely as compared to anything else out there in terms of diet, of reaching a healthy weight, keeping their weight off. I mean, it is dramatic, Dr. Stan.
Well, the interesting thing is I graduated from medical school back in, 1952. And I will tell you that I knew nothing at all about nutrition, and I will probably really didn't even begin thinking seriously about nutrition until after I retired from my medical practice after some 40 years. And I've learned so much about nutrition since that time. It's a realization that we are many times what we eat, and if we're eating wrong, of course we're going to be ill. And proper nutrition is, in my estimation, the key to good health. And it sounds like you have a wonderful, wonderful program. And really, of course, I think the important thing is that you do not have a lot of additives. And it, basically, if you go down on the and you begin reading what's in the food that you're suddenly purchasing, why, of course, there's all sorts of things there that just aren't good for you.
That's exactly right. You know what's neat about what you're saying. I was born in 1952. I graduated from medical school in 1979, and I can tell you, I didn't learn anything about nutrition. My interest in nutrition, Dr. Stan, started as a critical care physician when I really paid attention to nutrition. That's when my patients started getting healthy. What I'm finding is you are what you eat, as we've all heard that adage, which is so true. And beyond that, it is really important for people to understand our design, our 10,000 years ago, our design of storing energy and conserving energy served us well because we lived in a very energy-sparse and nutrient-dense environment. But today, fast forward, unhealthy food is all around us. It's very cheap. It's advanced in terms of giving you lots of calories, but it's very unhealthy for us. And so for most people, having time to prepare healthy food, and the cost, by the way, as you know, whole food and a lot of the things that people really would like to do are so expensive now. What's nice about using the meal replacements as a healthy way to reach a healthy weight is that it's not any more cost than regular food, and you get all these pieces. When I designed this, what I didn't want to do is give people excuses. So if you want to raise your hand, if you're listening tonight, and you want to get healthy, our program is, obviously there's many ways to lose weight, but there's very few ways that really focus on long-term success. And, rather than before and after pictures, what we do is we have before, after, because we judge our success on long-term success, people reaching, maintaining, and then moving on to optimal health and living longer in a healthier state. And I can tell you, as you mentioned earlier, there's nothing else out there like that. Most companies are just trying to sell you something, and they don't really care if you gain your weight back because they figure that you'll just come back and use it again. So they're kind of like the car industry was in the, in the 60s and 70s where planned obsolescence, they don't really care. We care very much. Our goal is to get people healthy, not just to lose weight, Stan, Dr. Stan.
Suzanne, would you get your telephone number and your website out one more time because we're getting to the end of the program?
Sure, be happy to. Telephone number to reach me on is 864-288-2807. Once again, 864-288-2807. You can also go directly to my website at www.suzannedecock.tsfl.com. That's www.suzannedecock.tsfl.com.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, Suzanne, you've been doing this now for what? In July, August, September, October. You've been doing it for 3 months, and and you've seen other people who've lost a great deal of weight, like your initial, customer, like your initial patient.
Well, also starting with myself, I was my first, the first person to start it with was myself. My weight came off very rapidly, very easily. And I've seen it work over and over for the clients I've been helping ever since.
All right, fine. Well, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful program. Hang on here. We have just a moment or two more. But, ladies and gentlemen, as I mentioned earlier, Suzanne is my daughter. And when I heard she was doing this, I suggested that she come onto the program and bring, of course, Dr. Anderson along with her, who has devised this program. This is a program for health, not simply for diet. And we have real problems with the health of the American people. And certainly that belly fat leads to some syndrome X and all sorts of diabetes and heart and other problems. And we can be healthy, but we have to eat properly. We are what we eat. Well, Dr. Anderson, we have about 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What are the thoughts you would like to leave with our national audience at this time? Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
888-2807. And if she's not there, just leave your name and telephone number on the answering machine, and she'll get back in touch with you. But I think this, it sounds like such an exciting thing, because we talk a lot about diet. We talk a lot about health here. But I think this is going to be another very, very important thing that people can do. And this is certainly something that has been very carefully thought through and checked out with nutritionalists at the national level. So basically, it's an honest, ethical company. And what everything I've heard about it, I'm very, very proud that my daughter is associated with it. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, would love to hear from you. I mentioned that we keep trying to expand our listening audience, and we actually got a call from a station in Las Vegas today, and we're going to be on there suddenly overnight. They've invited us to come on. We're going to be on the Christian radio station in Las Vegas, and if anybody wants to know why, of course, they can check with us. It's, I think, 3 o'clock in the morning. But Las Vegas is the sort of city that never sleeps. But we've actually picked up 3 other stations here in this last month. It's an expensive proposition. If you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And then, of course, we wanted to remind you, we are having an all-day conference on the 23rd of October. We're bringing in speakers from across the country, and certainly we're hoping, of course, that you'll be able to come, or you'll be able to come and bring somebody. Should be an interesting conference. We're going to open the doors at 7:30 in the morning, start probably at 8:30. We'll be serving lunch. So we have to know you're going to be here, and then, of course, we'll be going till 5:30 or 6. And I think you're going to learn a great deal, and I'm hoping that we'll get a good turnout. We have in the past, and so far it looks like things are lining up very well. So if you'd like to come to our all-day conference on the North Shore of the Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, or suddenly you can look at our webpage at radioliberty.com. But to make a reservation, you really would want to either call in or write to us. And then, of course, we hope you, if you've not read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll get it, because you need to understand what we are really up against. And people tell you, oh, yes, we got to do something about the communists, or we've got to do something about the resurgence of the Nazi movement, or it's the wicked terrorists out there. And yes, they're all out there, but who is financing these groups, and what's the common denominator behind them? And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why you need to hear my talk on the dark secret. The dark secret. Why you need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. And the syllabuses go with each talk that will help you to understand better what we're talking about. These things are very real. The question is, can we educate the people? Can we perhaps help to stimulate or foster a revival? Because if the people of this country don't turn back to God, I fear God is going to turn his back on this country. So our plea to you is, of course, to go to our website, radioliberty.com, get our information, anything we have produced. We give you our permission to copy, as long as you're not copying it for a profit. Just get the information out and encourage others to listen to our programs. That's something you can do, and we have listeners now all across the country because good people have heard our program, understood our message, and wanted other people to listen. People start listening. They think we're crazy. Before long, they're afraid we're not. We ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program.
Swear allegiance to a land that grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are certainly not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of one of our favorite guests. His name is Lynn L.A. Marzulli. And we're going to be talking about what's really going on in the world today. Now, Lynn's written a number of books, which we do carry, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, a book on alien encounters, certainly the Nephilim trilogy. We carry his DVD on the Watchers 1. We carry his DVD on the Watchers 2. I think that that is already one of the most exciting DVDs we carry. And I understand, Lynn, you're working on a new one called Watchers 3. What's that going to be about?
Thanks for having me on, Dr. Stan. Watchers 3 is called Signs in the Heavens and Earth. It should probably be released sometime in November, more than likely right around Thanksgiving. We'll see what happens. We've got a few more interviews to do, and then we're in post-production. So we're kind of excited about it. We talk about the Torah codes. We sat down with Professor Haralick for that, who has actually done some of the mathematical calculations. We talked to Dr.
What are these things?
Well, the Torah codes are very interesting because what they are, and this is Torah code basics, if we were to take just the Hebrew text and we were to do an equal letter skip, in other words, skip every 50 letters in the Hebrew text of the first five books of the Bible, the Torah, what we find is that it spells out Genesis and Exodus spells out Torah, okay, going left to right. Deuteronomy and Numbers spell Torah out from right to left, all pointing to Leviticus. And there we have, instead of Torah, it's the name Yahweh. It's just absolutely phenomenal. And the Torah codes, why I don't look at them and use them in place of biblical prophecy, that certainly is something that we don't need hidden codes for. But what we do find is that there seems to be a text within the text. And, of course, sat down and interviewed Professor Haralick, who's written some of the protocol for the Torah codes, and some of them are just absolutely astounding when you, type in what you're looking for, and then the code will come back to you. And sometimes they also run it what's called a monkey text. They take the same set of words, and let's say run it through 30,000 texts that are similar in length to the Torah. And it's a great way of determining whether or not it's just random chance that these codexes are coming out. A perfect example of one is with bin Laden. The rabbis, several of the rabbis, typed in the words, bin Laden, 9/11 Twin Towers. And sure enough, it all came up in a very, very tight matrix. And what's really bizarre, it came over the plain text of the actual Torah itself, actual scripture, talking about 3,000 died that day. And of course, that's when Dathan rebels against Moses, and the ground opens up, and 3,000 people were swallowed up by it. So it's just fascinating to see.
All right, fine. Well, we'll certainly look forward to this in November.
That's correct.
All right, fine. Well, Sydney, we're living in exciting times today. We see just so many things happening. Oh, Sydney, in the Holy Land, we see it's just the disruption of the political structure in the Near East and the Middle East. We're seeing a lot of changes here in America. We're seeing changes throughout the world. Well, there's probably never been a greater period of change worldwide than we're seeing right now. And when we get back here, why, of course, we'll get some of the thoughts from Lynn, who's a very astute observer, and certainly I'd be fascinated to get his impression of the things that are taking place today. Lynn, you go right ahead. You pick up the story.
Sure, I'd love to. And, you know, Haralick, Professor Haralick was just amazing because he's really just brilliant at what he does with the Torah codes. Not only do we cover I'm having trouble with that. I don't know. Maybe I'm too tired, Dr. Stan. Who knows? But I will get on task here soon. But one of the actual title of the program is Signs in the Heavens and Earth. And so certainly, you know, when we look at the fingerprints of the supernatural, when we look at the fingerprints of the supernatural in Watchers 3, we can certainly agree that the Torah codes, while we're not sure exactly what we're looking at, bear the fingerprints of something supernatural seems to be happening here, where we get Torah from the, you know, equal letter skips like we talked about. What I believe is the most enigmatic artifact on the planet, of course, is the Shroud of Turin. And we were lucky enough to snag two interviews, one with Barry Schwartz, who was the lead photographer for the STIRP team, Shroud of Turin Research Project team, that went over in 1978 and spent literally 5 days, 24-7, 5 days, or I should say 24-5, examining the shroud. He slept, I think, a total of about 20 hours while he was there, and the rest of the time, about 100 hours, he was up and photographing everything. And it's interesting to get his perspective on the Shroud of Turin. And then combined with that, we interviewed Dame Isabel Piksek, who's a particle physicist, but she also brings a very unique perspective to the shroud because she is a world-class muralist. So not only is she brings this, like, a dual pedigree, if you will, to looking at the shroud. As a muralist, she will claim and do so adamantly that this is no way this thing is a painting. There is no paint on the shroud at all. It is not a painting. There's no brush strokes, no horizon around the image. It was put on in a way that we know nothing about. And, of course, Dame Piksek postulates that this shroud was, or the picture on the shroud, I should say, was put on by another physics, which we know nothing about. And, of course, that really, when you think about it, it sort of dovetails into what happened at the resurrection. Christ had been dead in the tomb for 3 days, and then his body is resurrected, the greatest event, I believe, in all of human history, literally. And that's the game changer. And so she comes on the record with us. It's just a fascinating interview. We filmed her at her studio, which in itself is almost like a church. You walk in and there are 20-foot charcoal sketches on the walls, and just the place is just littered. It's an artist's
studio. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, because Lynn is talking about Watchers 3 and one of the things they did, they had an opportunity of actually interviewing two people who were deeply involved with the Shroud of Turin. Now, of course, this is supposedly the burial cloth in which Christ was buried. Certainly, the story of the resurrection is the story of a supernatural event. Most people, you know, in that modern-day materialistic America, don't like to think that there really is a supernatural. And yet, of course, they will accept the stories of the Bible. Well, there's so much in the Bible that is supernatural. I mean, certainly Jesus walking on water, commanding the storm to stop, healing the people with serious illnesses, healing, bringing people back to life, coming back to life as himself. These are supernatural events. Now, we're told not to dabble in this sort of thing, at least from other points of view, certainly as far as the fortune tellers, the astrologers, and the mediums and the other things. There is this other
realm out there, and we're told just to avoid it. Why? Because it's so fascinating. And, of course, we can very easily be drawn into this. It's enough to know that it exists, and it's important to know that it exists, and that there are supernatural events, and one of them, of course, is, what is the Shroud of Turin? Well, of course, Lynn is saying that the figure that is on the shroud was not painted. It is put there by a technology that we don't understand. And he has the opportunity to interview this woman who has studied the shroud. And then he has the opportunity to interview the photographer who was there with a group that many years ago went over and had the opportunity for 5 days to study the shroud. And but this woman, what does she think that the shroud really is? Because the Catholic Church has always said that this was the shroud that Jesus was buried in, and that this is how the figure got there. And basically, of course, you see, is there a different figure on the front and the back of the shroud?
What's interesting about it is there's an image, you know, the shroud was wrapped underneath the body. In other words, the body was laying on it, and then, of course, it was wrapped around the front part of the body. So you get two images on the shroud, which is just phenomenal. You get the frontal image and, of course, the dorsal image. What Dame Pixick picked up on, and she may be the first person to pick up on this, again, she's a muralist, she's an artist, so she's looking at the shroud from the standpoint of an artist. And one of the first things she noticed was that if the body had been laying on a slab, then the image of the shroud should have been distorted around the buttocks, because that weight would have pressed the buttocks down into the stone. It's just basic physics, laws of gravity. Well, that's not what we see. What we see in the shroud is there's no indentation in the buttocks area. And so from that, now remember, now that's her view as a muralist. But then she puts on her particle physicist hat, and this is where it gets real, you know, and again, this is a theory, but it sort of makes sense to me, and explains in a way how the image was put onto the shroud. At the moment of the resurrection, space-time as we know it stopped. And see, now we're getting into quantum physics and Einsteinian physics and relativity, but space-time literally stopped. There was no gravity in that tomb. The body was literally resurrected approximately 4 to 6 inches off the slab of stone. And then the shroud was pulled tight by an unseen force. So the body is levitating, the shroud is pulled completely taut on top and bottom, and the body is in between the two pieces of cloth, according to Pixick. And then the body dematerialized in sort of what she calls a reverse Big Bang theory. And for her, when she talks about it, I mean, Dr. Stan, she went to the when she first, you know, got into this and she put this theory forth. As again, now she's an artist. She sculpted the body based on what the shroud looks like and made a three-dimensional sculpture of the body, okay, which is just phenomenal. And every little detail of what was in the shroud, she incorporated in this clay figure. And then from there, she created a movie, if you will, of how this event could have happened. It's just fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And while we, you know, may never know exactly how the resurrection took place, after talking to Barry Schwartz and Dame Pixick, it was maybe this might be too strong of a word, but a reverent moment, because all of a sudden I'm transported back in time 2,000 years ago to the event that changed all of history. And I just found that very sobering and in some ways very reverent.
Well, you know, when we stop and we think that the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ mm-hmm. were prophesied over a period of 2,000 years prior to his actual birth. Mm-hmm. I mean, an amazing thing that you could see the prophecies about his being born. And of course, the thing is, when Christ was born, why, there were a number of people who knew he was coming. They knew where he was going to be born. That's why the Magi were there. They had been waiting for him. People had been waiting for the coming of the Messiah for hundreds of years. And the Magi were there, and they knew he would be born in Bethlehem. Why? Because it was prophesied. How could you possibly prophesy, you know, the birth and death and resurrection, or a life and a death and resurrection of somebody, you know, hundreds of years ahead of time? And yet that's exactly what happened. This is one of the most important incidents in history. If you stop and think about the incredible story and you read the scriptures, and so basically, of course, it is not unusual. She would have actually been fascinated by this, and then by the shroud, and there's so other evidence that this is not imaginary, but real. Do you want to go ahead and pick up the story? When was the shroud first identified? How far back do we know that it goes? And when was it believed certainly that this was the shroud in which Jesus' body was? Mm-hmm. What's the first early recording of this? Do you know?
Well, I do. It first turns up in the Middle Ages, basically, in one of the Crusades, and around the 12th century. According to legend, they find it, the Crusaders find it, in a wall in Turkey that has been sealed up. And when siege was laid to the city, this is how the shroud was uncovered, and these people were asked to take the shroud, and off they went. It spent some time in France, and then, again, very, very secret. The people who were holding it were very secretive about it. But eventually it made its way and to Turin, where it's been basically ever since, around the 14th, 15th century. There was a fire in Turin that was almost destroyed the shroud, which is sort of interesting. So, you know, skeptics look at this and immediately they point to the carbon dating and say, well, the carbon dating proves that it was a 14th century, medieval forgery. However, what's interesting, and this is what we talked to Barry Schwartz about, because he was there and saw the thing. And later on, when they went back, not this team, but the team that we were supposed to take to do the carbon dating sample on the shroud, the protocol was this. They were supposed to go in and take three samples from three different places and a control sample, then take those three samples, divide them equally, send them to three different labs. They didn't do that. They took one sample from one part of the shroud and sent it to one lab. So they completely broke protocol, which had been established years before, how they were going to do the carbon dating so there would be no doubt what we're looking at. Well, here's the deal. They were ready to do the carbon dating. And you want to talk conspiracies? We got Schwartz on the record on this. I'm just delighted that he came on the record and talked about it, because I've never heard this before. And basically what he said was that the day that they were ready to do the testing, these men walked in, shut everything down, kicked everybody out of the room, and when they came back, they said, this is what you're going to do. And they had changed the protocol. And Schwartz said that everyone looking at the shroud knew that the bottom left-hand corner of the shroud didn't look anything like the rest of the shroud. And yet that's where they were taking the sample for the carbon dating. And, of course, it comes back skewed. Well, it gets even crazier, Dr. Stan. What happened was, I actually opened up an email conversation with this gentleman. His wife is deceased, but this husband and wife team, laymen, weren't scientists, look at the evidence on the shroud and said, you know, something's wrong here. I mean, it doesn't make any sense that all these other disciplines which were applied to the shroud seem to authenticate it, and yet this one carbon dating just blows it out of the water. So they started doing some research, and of course they found out, like I did, where the sample was taken, and they started going, maybe there's foul play here. Well, a little bit more research, they discovered that the Poor Sisters of Clare did the patchwork after the 15th century fire. They saw the backing onto the shroud and the patches on the shroud, which you can see with the naked eye. But they also produced end-to-end splices with the linen cloth, and they used cotton dyed the same color as the shroud and wove into the shroud end-to-end splices. So they published a paper on this, and one of the STIRP team members, who was actually in charge of looking at the microscopic properties of the shroud, figured, well, I can debunk this thing in 20 minutes. So he goes into his laboratory. He has a very small, minuscule sample of the shroud, okay? that was taken in his lab. And he goes and takes this thing under the microscope, figuring it's over. 15 minutes later, I'll write my paper, debunk this thing, we'll all go home. Well, that's not what he found. He found end-to-end splices, and then he wrote a peer-reviewed paper validating this theory in 2005. But the media never tells you that.
And, of course, there is a conspiracy against God. Those who listen to our program regularly understand there's a conspiracy against God. Why? Because the last thing they want is for people to know the Bible is true. And as we pointed out time and time again, there is the proof there. Anyone can see it. It's like the existence of Sodom and Gomorrah and the sulfur balls or the brimstone there. Mm-hmm. But when you take a trip to the Holy Land, they never take you to see it. Why? Because the last thing they want you to know is that the Bible is accurate. We'll be back in a moment with Lynn Marzulli. Well, Lynn, you go right ahead.
Well, it's just...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Is a face cloth is it kept in Spain? And basically, they've taken the face cloth that was supposedly put over Jesus's face after he was crucified and taken down from the cross, and then they've calculated 50 points on the face cloth and 50 points on the face of the shroud. And they are identical. You just don't get that sort of congruity. Obviously, It was the same face on both of these. And how did that come about? And, of course, is God giving us the evidence that the shroud is true, verifying the shroud is true? And, of course, there's an organized effort to discredit this. So you go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, it just amazes me that you've got this artifact that's been laying. And you know, no one knew what it was until Secundo Pia took a picture of it. And this, you know, it's getting close to, you know, decades and decades and decades now from that event. But the bottom line is, until he took a picture of it, no one knew. Okay, we could see a faint image on the shroud, but the photography changed everything. Because I remember, and some people don't understand because they weren't, look, anybody who's under 30 won't have any clue of what I'm talking about unless they've studied photography, because everything's digital now. But when I grew up, everything was on film, and you had, when you took a picture, you had to, it was a negative that you got, and the negative became the positive. So you have to develop the picture, and, you know, that whole deal, right? So Secundo Pia is taking pictures of the shroud, and he's got his camera set up, and he takes some pictures, and, you know, there's an image on it. We all get that. You can see the image, and it's faint, but it's there. And but all of a sudden, when he goes back and he starts developing, and back then it was glass plate, he almost drops the glass plate, because guess what comes up? It's a positive image. Where the negative should be, it's not a negative. It's the clear picture. The face comes alive. He almost drops the plate, because he's just absolutely blown away by what he sees. And of course, that opened up in the modern era an artifact that literally had laid dormant and unknown for almost 2,000 years. And when we look at this thing, now we realize that the image on the shroud is, in fact, a photographic negative, which, of course, begs the question, how would a medieval forgerer even know about photography? Well, he wouldn't. I mean, this is where it gets preposterous when the skeptics go, well, you know, it's a forgery. Well, excuse me, it's not a forgery, because how would a forger even know about photography, which wasn't invented for almost, you know, 400 years later? It makes no sense. And then there's the skeptics who say, well, Michelangelo did it. Well, excuse me, we know that the shroud predates Michelangelo by hundreds of years, so how is that possible? And on it goes. Or Leonardo da Vinci, you know, you just pick your person. It just doesn't work. And what's absolutely astonishing is when we look at the shroud, now we can see the marks of the scourging. And it was done by literally professional. Let me back up for a second. The shroud is forensic evidence of the brutality of the crucifixion. And this is why people should, before they just dismiss this thing, it's just a Catholic relic, and run out of the room, well, wait a minute, what are you afraid of? Spend about a half an hour and look at the evidence here before you turn your back. And it's forensic evidence of what was done to this God-man, Jesus, in my opinion, and it was brutal, absolutely brutal. These guys were professional torturers who flayed him literally within an inch of his life. Had the only place on his body that does not bear a whip mark, literally the only place, is right above the heart area in the chest. And the torturers knew that if they had whipped him there, it would have killed him. He never would have made it to the cross. So they literally beat him within an inch of his life, literally. And that's why he falls on the way to Golgotha. That's why he can't make it to Golgotha. That's why they've got a, you know, they have, I can't think of the guy's name, Simon. Simon carries the cross beam up to Golgotha, because Jesus can't do it anymore. When we look at the flagrum marks, again, I mean, how can a forgerer do this type of forensic detail or even know about it? For instance, where the Roman whip was called a flagrum, and there were three prongs on this handle, and they would flick it, and at the end of these three prongs were like bits of metal or glass or wire, and they would flick it, and it would dig into the flesh, and then they would rip it out, and of course the flesh would rip out. Absolutely agonizing, and this is what he endured.
Well, it's amazing to think that the shroud is there, but what's even more amazing is the fact that there's an organized effort to discredit the validity. And of course, I'd never heard this story before about the fraudulent carbon dating. We'd heard, of course, that the parts of the linen had been rewoven, and basically, of course, the fact that this has existed for, you know, probably 2,000 years of linen, you know, this material is still intact and still, of course, bears the image that was placed on it. 2,000 years ago. This is Dr. Stan back here, and I go right ahead, Lynn. Lynn, are you there? Lynn Marzulli, are you there? I wonder what happened to Lynn. Well, let's go ahead and play a little music. Maybe you'll be back. Lynn, are you there?
I certainly am.
Okay, fine. I thought we'd lost you. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, it just amazes me that we have this artifact, and it is forensic evidence of what I believe is the most amazing event that's ever happened on this planet. I speak, of course, of the resurrection. But the forensics of it show the brutality of the flogging. There's also some really interesting other facts that we see here. The body is in full rigor mortis, no doubt about that. We see the hands folded over each other and placed on the lower abdomen. Where the nail holes should be, and of course artists always show that nails at the palm of the hands, well, the Romans didn't crucify people that way. And this is, of course, again, if it's a forgery, it's so detailed, it's mind-blowing. It's the greatest forgery that's ever happened on the planet. But of course, I don't believe it is. And what they would do is Barry Schwartz actually showed me this. They would take the palm of the hand. One person would take the left side and the right side of the palm and squeeze it. Okay, and in that little hollow there, they would drive a nail at an angle, and it comes through the other side in the back of the hand, right below the wrist bone. So it doesn't pierce the bone; it goes through the wrist bone. And of course, you can hang a man on that, and that's exactly what they did. In the meantime, it also splits the nerve. So it's like hitting your funny bone. I mean, the torture, it just must have been absolutely excruciating. We know from the biblical account that he wore a crown of thorns. The shroud shows not really a crown.
Hold that thought. Okay. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, Lynn is describing the detail that you see on the shroud. And basically, of course, the nail did not go through the hand, it went through the wrist bone, and so the wrist bone would have supported the weight of the body. If you put it on the hand, why, of course, it would have torn out, but going below the wrist bone, why, of course, it would be intact, and then, of course, go right ahead the rest of it, Lynn.
Well, the crown of thorns is more of a helmet of thorns, and again, the shroud shows the markings of this thorn. There was a thorn bush that grows in the area in and around Jerusalem that's indigenous to it. And they created this sort of helmet and then pounded it on his head. Again, it's just excruciating torture. When we know from the gospel accounts where they took the spear, the Roman soldier took the spear and thrust it in his side, and out comes an issue of blood and water. Well, guess what's on the shroud? When you pierce the pericardium sac like that, and he died of a broken heart, literally a heart attack, his heart gave out. That's exactly what you would see. It's a mixture of this. It's not water and blood. It's a fluid that's inside the pericardium, which would come out if you pierced it. And this is exactly what you see on the shroud. Again, the forensics are just mind-blowing. The shroud is literally a forensic study of the crucifixion. And in my opinion, it is the real deal. I get this stuff from all the time from people who are skeptics and Christians who, you know, blast me for, where have we lost our sense of wonder and curiosity? I'm not worshiping this thing. I'm not, you know, saying that we should set it up as an idol. But my gosh, it's forensic evidence and I believe proof of the resurrection. Now, this is where it gets a little shady here, Dr. Stan, and I mean this with all due respect to the people who carried out the so-called restoration of the shroud. What these people did is they came in and they took a vacuum cleaner and vacuumed the shroud, thereby removing any forensic evidence that we might have seen or might have been able to collect in a future time of scientific study. It's all gone. It's all gone. Every bit of it's gone. In fact, they sewed a new cloth on the back of the shroud, and Dame Pixick, when she saw this, was aghast because it distorted the image, the original image. So if you were trying to destroy the artifact, without, you know, destroying it completely, they've succeeded. They've destroyed the artifact. They'll never be able to do another carbon. Well, they could try to take it, but the whole site basically has been contaminated. Any pollen evidence that was in the shroud has been eradicated. It's all gone. And when you talk to someone like Barry Schwartz and Dame Pixick, who have poured their life into studying the shroud, you can see the pain on their faces because the artifact has been compromised.
Well, now, when was this done? When did they?
Fairly recently. And this, I'm not sure the exact year. I think it was like 2005, 2006, something like that. In this last 10-year period is when it happened. Fairly recently. And this team of experts who were set loose on the shroud, according to, you know, Pixick, myself, and, of course, Barry Schwartz, I agree with them that they completely compromised the integrity of the artifact and ruined any forensic and anthropological evidence that we may have been able to garner in future years.
I had heard, you know, that there was initially years ago they found pollen on it.
Yes, they did. Yeah, that was done in the 1978 STIRP team that came over. What's his name? I think it's Petras. I think that's how you pronounce it. Flanders Petras did the pollen technique, and what he did this as forensics all over Europe. He took Scotch tape and just put the tape on the shroud and pulled up the pollen, then went back and studied it. And lo and behold, he found that the pollen, you could trace where the shroud came from, but pollen originated, pollen that was found in the shroud only originated in and around Jerusalem, and those plants are only indigenous to Jerusalem. So, I mean, and then from there it goes to Turkey and then France, and he found pollen all along the way, that was, you know, in on the shroud. It's just absolutely fascinating to get into pollen samples. But see, all that's gone because it was vacuumed. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. It's unconscionable how these, I mean, it's almost a conspiracy.
Well, it is a conspiracy. Yeah, is. I mean, I wouldn't I'd say almost like it. There is a conspiracy against God,
and a
conspiracy to distort the truth so that people will not accept the reality that the Bible is accurate. Go right ahead.
Well, and that's what this is. I mean, these with all due respect, again, to the people and the team that supposedly were restoring the shroud, they did anything but. They compromised it. But, you know, getting back to Dame Pixick's theory and the study of Barry Schwartz and others who have examined the shroud and poured their life work into it, you know, can anyone say with absolute 100% certainty that this is the burial cloth of Jesus Christ? We can't say that. There's no way to ever prove that. But what we can say is that the cloth bears all the markings that are in complete agreement with the biblical account. And how many of them, how many other shrouds do we see from antiquity that have lasted this long that bear the image of a crucified man? And the answer to that, of course, is none. There's nothing else like it on the planet. It is a unique, very unique artifact. So, again, the more I study it and look at it, it provides sort of a time traveling device in a way, because it puts us back into the Garden Tomb 2,000 years ago. It's forensic evidence of the scourging and the crucifixion and the brutality that Jesus underwent at the cross, you know, to redeem all mankind from our sins. That's what the whole thing was about. And we see that, and it's like it's a window. It's as close to the event as we can get, in my opinion, literally. Because, you know, we still dispute where Golgotha was. No one really knows. There's a book that I have by an author by the name of Robert Reeland Jesus in the Third Temple, and he believes that the present-day Golgotha site is not where Golgotha was. He believes it is on a location that the Mount of Olives, where it's called the Place of the Skull, was actually where they slaughtered the red heifer, and that's why it was called the Place of the Skull, because over thousands of years, that's where the skulls, that's where these animals were slaughtered. And that's why it's called the Place of the Skull. Literally, that's what it meant, because it was a bone pit. And that's where he believes that Jesus was crucified. Interestingly enough, he's been on the Mount of Olives, and he's been to that exact location, okay? And it's the only location on the Mount of Olives where, if he was crucified there, you could look down at remember when the Roman soldier says, you know, the temple is wrought from top to bottom. How did he know that? How did he see that, you know? Because from that perspective, you can actually see into where the temple might have stood. And, of course, all of this is very speculative, but it's just a fascinating read. Very thick book. I think it's about 500-600 pages or something. But just chock full. I'm giving him a plug for his book, but it's a great book. And it's called Jesus in the Third Temple. It's by Robert Reiland, R-E-I-L-A-M-D. You'll have to Google that and go on Amazon and get it. But it's well worth it. He's really done his homework. He spent decades writing this book, and it's just fascinating. But, it's as close as we can get, in my opinion, by studying the Shroud, to the actual event itself. And it's very sobering, in some ways very, very reverent, because we realize as we look at the Shroud and we look at the forensic evidence on the Shroud as to what this, you know, what the God-man Jesus Yeshua underwent for us. And, of course, that is the bears, in my opinion, the fingerprints of the supernatural, and that is the title of Watchers 3, Fingerprints of the Supernatural, and that certainly is a major installment of Watchers 3.
Well, you know, because the idea that there is a supernatural element there is so foreign to what the average materialistic American would believe in today, and certainly this is not talked about in our churches, but it should be. Because, of course, the story of Jesus is a story of a supernatural being, a supernatural event, and, of course, culminating with, of course, with a resurrection. This is certainly the greatest story ever told, but it is based on the supernatural.
Well, it is, and it's, again, fingerprints of the supernatural. The whole point of what we're trying to do in Watchers 3 is to wake up people, just like you said, from their stupor, and thinking that, oh, all that supernatural stuff happened way back then and it's not happening now. Baloney. It is happening now. And just a bit of tantalizing information. Professor Haralick examined Dr. Roger Lear's work as far as these chips, these implants, which Dr. Lear has been taking out, and the frequency of which these chips seem to be working on. Well, our computers work on 3.5 gigahertz. That's pretty much that's the most powerful computer. These chips, according to Haralick, are running at about 300 gigs, which is just insane, absolutely insane, if he's correct.
And now, for our listeners out there, because what Lynn is talking about is the fact that this surgeon has removed about 16
correct.
Chips from people who claim that these were implanted when they were abducted by aliens. It sounds crazy, but of course, when you've got them and you can see them and evaluate these chips, you can hold them in the palm of your hand and touch them. And basically, they've been able to actually determine the frequency that these things operate at. Are they all operate at the same frequency?
That I don't know. I don't think they know, but they're, and this is interesting because we're doing Watchers and we interviewed Haralick, we're swapping emails. Richard Shaw, my friend and co-producer, swapping emails with Dr. Roger Lear, and then Lear gave that information and Richard forwarded it to Haralick and said, hey, what do you make of this? And Haralick took the information and went, wow, this thing looks like it's operating at 300 gigs. Our fastest computer on the planet operates at about 3.5 gigs. What's wrong with this picture? It's just like, you know, the mind reels to even think if it's true. And which means that this chip is like basically thinking, sort of. I mean, that's kind of what it's doing. Lear said, and this is all in Watchers 3, that the newest one that they took out, number 16, They could not cut it open with a diamond blade saw. They took it to a lab and a laser had to cut it. And when they were cutting it, this is all on camera, by the way, it's just great. When they were cutting it, the operator of a laser was like paranoid that the thing was going to blow up or something. Of course, it didn't happen. But there are, again, what we see in these things is nanotubes. And Dr. Lear believes, as I do, that it's changing the person's DNA. A little quick segue here. My new book just came out. It's called The Cosmic Chess Match. And there's a whole chapter in there about what I believe is the actual mark of the beast and how this implant may, in fact, be the mark that we're told about in Matthew 24 and, of course, all through the book of Revelation that we're not to take. And I just find that incredibly interesting. And so I wove it into the Cosmic Chess Match because I believe, and again, this is a scenario. This is just based, but it's based on research. You know, it's based on hard, cold research in the field, talking to people like Dr. Roger Lear and Professor Haralick, and then and comparing it to Scripture and going, oh, my gosh, this thing is, it's much deeper and more diabolical than anyone has ever thought, which fits the fingerprints of the supernatural, specifically the fallen one, Satan, the dragon. This thing is, it's just not a mark that will buy, sell, and trade. It does much more than that.
Well, I hope you'll send me a copy of your new book.
Absolutely.
I heard that you'd actually written it. Now, what are these nanotubules? Is this something in the chip itself? And what does that have to do with the function of this chip?
Well, we know that there's nanotechnology. There's nanocarbon tubes in these things. There's lines of demarcation where it seems like somehow there are chambers, which are man-made, which are created in these things. We have no idea how they're made and who's making them. The people who get these things taken out, they claim they've been abducted by aliens. They want these things out of their bodies. They once they see it, they realize, okay, I'm not nuts. And they look at their partner and go, you see, I told you, I know you didn't believe me, but here it is. And so it validates their experience. And, of course, it validates their experience of our loved ones who thinks most of the time that these people are crazy. Most of these people who get these things removed, in fact, according to Dr. Lear, pretty much all of them don't want any notoriety. They don't get paid for it. They just want the things out. Lear believes, as I do too, that they're run on the nervous system. Somehow the nervous system, the central nervous system, powers these implants, combined possibly with the circulatory system. So they're very highly evolved. We've talked about this before, but, you know, there's always new listeners, but one of the most startling cases where Dr. Lear removed one of the implants, this patient came in, and the implant, I believe, was in the person's arm. And as Dr. Lear went to look at the area, he could see underneath the skin, this gives me the creeps just thinking about it, underneath the skin, the object moved away from him. You could see it move underneath the skin. Unprecedented, high strangeness, we're not in Kansas anymore. And what most people don't get is, we have this dumbed-down view of the enemy, and that's the whole point of the Cosmic Chess Match, segueing here again. And I'll definitely get your book out tomorrow, Dr. Stan. We just got them this week, so we're just starting to mail them and get them out now to different media and everything else. But the bottom line is we underestimate the fallen one. We underestimate the enemy. We hear in Second Thessalonians that Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. And we just read that and turn the page. He's got millennia to create the coming great deception, which I've talked about ad nauseum on your show and others. The whole idea of the extraterrestrial UFO presence. There was a shot today on my blog site, which I posted, of a bunch of craft doing maneuvers over in Chile, and it was just bizarre, and that's why I posted it. Just incredible. All these witnesses, it's all in Spanish, so unless you speak Spanish, you don't understand what the witnesses are saying, but they look up when they see something. And these things did maneuvers. There were three different craft, and they converged and did this very complex maneuver thing and then flew off in different directions. Quite a light show. And, you know, all this is connected. And we don't have time, but I get into this again in the Cosmic Chess Match, the idea that Darwinism has usurped Christianity. Before you can replace a person's paradigm, a person's worldview, or alter that, in any way, you first have to knock it down. You have to eradicate it. You have to weaken it. And certainly we can see that the bulwark of Western society, which at one time was Christianity, the Judeo-Christian thought and ethics, worldview, has been pretty much eradicated on some bases, on some levels, by Darwinism, which is completely contradictory to Christianity and Judaism, because we're not the product of mindless evolution over billions of years. We're the product of a loving, most high, personal God who breathed life into the dust of the ground, and from that created man and woman. And also, I was just reading the Genesis account, everything according to its kind, which speaks volume, because the DNA thousands of years ago is in place. That's why a whale creates another whale, not a chimpanzee.
And ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in a spiritual battle. There really are supernatural forces there that are aligned against humanity and humankind. And Chris, once you understand that, so much of what's going on really begins to make sense. But there's an organized effort to keep us from being able to see this, and you can explain it to people, unless you can really demonstrate this in some way. Why, because they just as soon not think about this. They'd like to think about things that are pretty straightforward, but this is not the case when you're dealing with the supernatural.
Mm.
Well, Lynn, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program for us.
Well, thanks so much again for having me on, Dr. Stan. It's always a pleasure conversing with you. And
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States.
Appreciate hearing from you. And, of course, if you're in a position to help us, why would appreciate your financial support so we can maintain our network of almost 65 stations across America. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we ask your prayers for Radio Liberty, our family, our staff, for our provision and our protection. And then, of course, we do ask you to remind you that we are having an all-day meeting on the 23rd of October. We're going to be bringing in speakers from across the country. We're going to open the doors at 7:30, begin promptly at 8:30. We're going to go through to 5:30 or 6. We're going to, of course, to be serving lunch, so we have to know how many people are coming. And if you're planning on coming, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. If you have not heard my talk on The Dark Secret, it's on DVD, or on The Forbidden Secret, it's on DVD. Why they are available now, if you don't have the funds, you can go up on my internet site, and they're posted there. So many of our programs are posted there, on the, and you can watch them for nothing. We do hope, of course, you'll get them, study them, duplicate them, get them to others, and then, of course, we have syllabuses for basically both talks, The Dark Secret and The Forbidden Secret, and you have our permission to copy those as long as you're not making a profit. We want you to get the information out so people will understand that nothing is it appears to be. We are involved in not a political battle, although it is a political battle. This is a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battle, but it's being fought in a spiritual battlefield, and there really are spiritual forces out there that very, very few people understand. So our plea to you and I is to get informed, to inform others, to encourage them to listen to our programs. And, of course, I will tell you that an awful lot of people, they start listening to our programs, they think we're crazy, and before long they're afraid we're not. But there really is another dimension out there, and this is one of the things we try to help people to understand, and certainly it's just as Lynn Marzulli has done some wonderful work on this other dimension. Suddenly the doctor who's removed implants from 60 people, these are physical manifestations of the